Chapter 3. Sebastian. It's looking great, and I think that we picked the perfect angle for you, I said as I helped Judy off the table. She smiled, shy as ever, and ducked her head before we walked towards the mirror. Her shirt was tucked under her bra, careful about modesty, but still showing part of her new chest tattoo. Tears sprang to her eyes, and I held back a curse, realizing that I was slacking since I didn't already have tissues ready. Before I could think, Leo tossed me a box and I handed over the tissues. Judy smiled at me and took a tissue before wiping her eyes.
Sorry, I'm a mess, but after so many years of this scar and hoping it would one day just go away if I used enough lotion and vitamin E and all those other creams, I'm proud of it. I wanted to show that it's not just a part of me, but also something I overcame, something I traveled through.
I looked down at the crossing vines with jagged thorns and faded red, black, and multicolored roses, and nodded tightly. Judy had chest surgery more than once, and between the ports and the surgery itself, her scars had been numerous. She hadn't wanted to hide them completely because, like she said, they wouldn't go away. So she had wanted to make them hers, and I think we'd done that.
It looks wonderful. Seriously, thank you, Sebastian.
She reached out and squeezed my hand, and I squeezed right back. You came up with the idea. I just executed it. Judy just shook her head, wiped away her tears.
No, I said, I sort of want to cover this scar, and I don't know what I'm doing. I think I like plants, and you did the rest. Seriously, thank you.
That looks amazing, Leaf said as he came to my side. You did a fantastic job, both of you. If you're interested, we can take a few photos for you. And honestly, we love them for Sebastian's book and ours. We have an entire portfolio of Montgomery Inc. legacy. Judy swallowed hard and nodded.
Just don't put my face. I don't really like to be on camera that much.
We don't have to take a picture at all, I said honestly. Yeah, I liked showing off my work. It got me new clients, and looking back at my art was good for me. But I never wanted to make people uncomfortable.
No, I'm proud of the work. So do what you want, but just keep me private?
We can do that. We have social media like we said in the release form earlier, but we won't put it on there.
If you want to showcase your work, you can, because I want to make sure you get amazing business because you deserve it. Just no faces.
That I can do. I whipped out my phone and smiled softly at Nora's face on my lock screen. Judy beamed.
Is that your little girl? She's adorable.
I looked up and nodded. Light of my life and all that. She doesn't go on social media either, so don't worry. I get you.
It's good to protect kids. They need it.
Judy looked around the shop, smiling.
Okay, where do you want me?
Let's go over here with the black backdrop. Lake likes to do social media correctly, so we actually have a little photo booth thing. Julie's eyes widened.
Wow, you guys know what you're doing.
Lake does, Nick commented as his client let out a deep laugh. And Nora helped, of course. She is my favorite niece, Leaf said with a laugh. Since Nora was his only niece, the joke worked. Judy frowned, looking between us.
I thought you two were cousins. Or wait, are you and Nick cousins?
I just laughed and began to take photos. Technically, we're cousins, but it's easier just to say uncles and aunts with all of our kids. Don't worry about the family tree. We don't. And lying to myself.